Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? October is here, and the big guys are back. I know we did another show earlier this year. I can't remember when, because you guys remember we did say we were going to do this one sporadically or whenever we felt like doing it. So I don't think we did one for October last year, if I can't remember. Sorry about my voice, everybody. I'm just... the seasons are changing, allergies and the weather and all that. Hey, but before we go into anything else, man, you guys know him and you love him. Big Jesse, what's going on?
Not much. What's up? I know we did one too. I feel like it was just a catch-up episode this year. I don't think we did one in October last year. I remember the first two we did, and then we did like what felt like a million for Christmas last year.
Yeah,
I don't think we did October.
Yeah, I don't think either. We started after October or just didn't do one. I don't remember.
I think we started like maybe the beginning of November.
Yeah, probably. So many shows. And
I just know we did like our Christmas one never ended. It felt like.
Yeah, the Christmas ones were fun. I mean, that one was cool. I think we did three of those. And
we did the one with Brian, Big Brian. We did, I forget the other one, but the third one we did was all about, it ended up being all about the Death Star toy.
Oh yeah, that was like our favorite toys.
Yeah, then, we did, I forget the first one, I forget what we did.
Yeah, I don't remember. The one we did with Brian, or Big Brian, was holiday themed movies.
That was a lot of fun too.
Yeah. I don't remember what we did for the first one.
Maybe it was just like Christmas memories in general or something like that.
I think it was, but I don't know. But that's coming, everyone. We're actually going
to
give you...
Yeah, we'll have to talk about it because I have no idea. Like, I have no ideas for Christmas, so maybe you do.
We're going to give you three in a row. Not in a row, but one this month, one next month, and right now one for December. And who knows, maybe we'll do two, three, I don't know. Next one, we are going to try to cover, it's going to be a Thanksgiving themed one. We'll just give you the teaser of just, I don't know, maybe a good memory or a bad memory.
It'll be, I ate a shitload.
Yeah. And a shitload out. So, but yeah, we'll do that next month. So get ready for that. But this month, throat. Sorry, everyone, but this episode is the Halloween themed one. And how I want to start it off, we're going to be all over the place. And if you guys know both of us, you know that's how we roll. So
we're all over the place anytime we record, no matter what show, no matter what topic.
Yeah, we always veer off into 10 other subjects. But with this one, we'll try to
just think how it would be like if we were talking in person, how long if one of us was actually physically with the other, how like epically long and varied the conversation would probably be.
That would be amazing, and it would be like a 100-hour show. You'd have to break it up into 100 different really chapters.
We'd have to do like a telethon, raise money for something.
Speaking of that, there was this what was his name? I'm sorry, he's from the Horror Movie Night, Matt Kelly. I think it was Matt. Matt, if you're listening, I think it was you. I can't remember, but there was someone that did a 24-hour podcast or was a part of one. I don't know if it was him for 24 hours or was it a part of a whole bunch of other podcasters all at once. That would be fun. But then that would be hard to come up with just random things to talk about for 24 hours.
You'd have to do it in shifts, I think.
Yeah, but even still, man, I know I can talk for a couple hours, but I don't think I can talk more than two, if that. I mean, but I don't know.
I would, like, I don't even know. Like, the way I'm thinking now, just sitting here, is we've covered so much on our shows, like, we'd have to find something new that people haven't heard before.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't listen.
Yeah, we could. I know we would start off. I know we would veer in movies and veer into TV, and then I don't know. I mean, I would like to be a part of one, but I'm not sure what. Well, I guess if they told, okay, here's the topic, you're gonna be talking about Star Wars toys or just toys in general. I could do that for a long time. I can go on and on and on, but then there'd be to a closing point where I'm like, okay, yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I would like to try to be a part of that. If anyone's listening and you guys do that, shoot me a message and I'll join in on the conversation. But yeah, 24 hours, man, that's a long time. But
I think, I mean, I would attempt it if I had a game plan as far as, okay, this is what I'm talking about for like these specific hours. Like I'd have to plan it out. I couldn't do it like I do the jump scares where I just hit record and go.
Now, yeah, that would be tough. I mean, speaking of jump scares, I'm not caught up. I'm still far behind because I've been listening to yours.
I figured you were going to get on me for being behind.
No, I was doing listening. I'm still listening to yours. I'm listening to shout out to the League of Geeks. They're 31 Days of Horror. Listen to theirs and doing mine in between and work and everything else. I'm caught up. Today is October 24th. I got one later on today. I have no idea what it's going to be about. But I think the longest one I did so far was last night's. That one was like, I think I went over a half hour doing that. Usually, I mean,
what'd you do it on?
I did it on Friday 13th, part 8. Jason Takes Manhattan.
Now, do you spoil?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's an old film, of course.
I was going to say, because I don't think the reason I'm asking is I don't think I could do 30 minutes if I didn't spoil.
Oh, I had to. Well, I was actually watching it while I was doing it. I was kind of doing a half-assed commentary to the beginning and just spitting out when I first saw it and where and shit like that. I actually did it yesterday. It was October 23rd, and it was my son Kyle's birthday. It was a little it was a little emotional, but I did it, and I felt good afterwards because it was just yesterday was tough. Man. It was. Sorry to get all emotional, everyone, but the holiday the October and holiday seasons are kind of rough for myself and my family. But it was cool. I mean, Renee and the kids, they all went out and had a birthday dinner for Kyle, and I was at work, just a wreck, trying to watch things just to get my mind off of it, and not like just I didn't want to like forget it, but I was just like. I was like just crying off and on all day.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck. But I know he doesn't want me to feel sad. Yeah, it's a day of celebration of his birthday. His 17th birthday. So, I mean, I had to do it. And Friday the 13th, or Jason Takes Manhattan. For some reason, it was his second favorite. His first favorite was The Final Chapter. But he just loved this movie. I think mainly because I remember I watched it with him the first time and then he had watched it again by himself. And just listening to his laugh at everything in it. I mean, even just like during all the kills. I mean, they're all cheesy and funny because by that time, Friday the 13th, yes, it was already cheesy, but it was like real bad. And it was just like I don't even think any of it like scared me when I first seen it. It was just like a comedy with some killings in it and everything. I kind of just went into a whole explanation of that. Listen to the East Society's Anchor feed on Anchor. It's also on Apple Podcasts. You can just type in East Society and see everything we've done with that.
This is kind of a technical question, but is there a way to like interface that with your normal feed, or does Anchor, is that all separate?
You can link it up to iTunes.
Okay, because I was thinking like, but it would have to be separate. Like I couldn't get it to go on.
Oh
the
no, it's totally separate.
From regular. Okay.
It's. I mean, the thing that's cool about Anchor, shout out to them if you guys are listening. It's free. It's the app's free, and you can record hours. I mean, there's a ton of people.
That's always, that'd be good for like bonus.
Yeah, there's a, that's what we started doing it, because there's times where the Zisu and I can't be together. So a friend of ours, shout out to our brother Joel. He's a tech guy. He's our tech guru. So he told us about it. So we started using it, and we've used it a lot. Usually when I'm on the road, or if he's on the road, or it's easy just for me to do it at work and then publish it. It goes to Anchor. Then a few minutes later, it shoots up to all these other podcast apps. Let me see. Okay, here's the other distribution one. It goes to Apple Podcasts. If you sign up with Anchor and everything, you don't have to do any of the link ups. It does it automatically for you. It goes to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. When we first started doing this, it only went to the iTunes one, Apple Podcasts. It just went there, and then it just slowly each other month they started saying, "Oh, your show's on this now." Spotify is a big one. These other ones, Breaker and Overcast, I never even heard of these, but
Overcast is what I use. It's basically a podcast, like, instead of using like Apple Podcasts or something, you can download, it's basically like a podcast client for the iPhone, and for the, I think it's for all phones, but it's more of like a downloader and a to subscribe with, more than it's like a service of its own.
Okay, well, I should look into that then. Well, our East Society show is on there, or our second feed, and we've done so much. I think with the 31 Days of Horror, I think it's probably the most I've ever used this app, and it's cool. I mean, especially for you iPhone users, I don't understand the what's the other one? Android stuff.
Droid.
I don't have a Droid, so
yeah.
But I use the voice recorder on this on my iPhone, and then you can just, or it's called Voice Memos, and you can just export it or whatever, import whatever the term is, over to the Anchor app, and because
that makes it really easy.
It's easier and it sounds better. When we use, or when I'm by myself, if I just hit record on the Anchor, it sounds a little choppy at times. So I realize I can just use the voice memos and then just shoot it over to that, and it sounds better. It's a cool little app. I mean, if you're just a beginner and you want to just do something really quick and simple on the go, if you're not, you don't have to be sitting at home at your computer, and it's easy to just do it. But I've noticed that some people that do big shows on there, it sounds like they do record it in a studio, and then they get the file, and then they just kind of shoot it over from their computer onto that app or whatever. Because I've done it once with one of ours. I've recorded on my computer, and then I emailed it to myself, and then transferred it over to the app, and it sounded perfect. If you guys are beginners and you want to start a podcast, I mean, go the Anchor route. It's simple. It's quick. Just mess around with it. And, yeah. I mean, and like we said earlier, we're going to veer off from the topic. I know we just did.
Just a plug. Jump Scares is 31 movies. I stress that because I end up doing a lot of catch up. So it's not in 31 days. I mean, it's going to be done by Halloween, but like today, for instance, I'll be putting out the catch up for the last 3 days. But if you only listen to one, check out my Halloween review, because I honestly feel like it's the proudest I've ever been of anything I've ever done solo. So if you only check out one, check that out. I'm really proud of that.
I haven't even gotten to that one yet. So I'm like way behind. But yeah,
let me know what you think of it when you do though.
All right. I'll listen to that when I'm heading off to work. But speaking of the new film Halloween, Jess and I, as well as Zisu, we did one. So I'm still trying to put it together. We're having some technical issues, but it'll be out, hopefully by this weekend. So, That'll be with all the regular E Society stuff on the Skater Nez podcast network. But all right, back to the regular scheduled program. I want to start it off by talking about Halloween candy. And okay, all you people listeners out there that do hand out candy, or if you don't hand out candy, I mean that's your prerogative. I know not everyone does it. I am one of those ones that don't do it because I'm not here. I'm out with the kids, taking them trick or treating. And speaking of that, parents, please control your kids. I hate seeing kids running out into the street. I know there's always those warnings, like put some kind of reflective.
I think a lot of times the problem is too, the parents don't go with them.
But when I'm out there, I don't go every year with the kids. I know Renee does because there's times where I just have to work. But the times that I do go, I used to go all the time when I was working the morning shift, but now I work the late shift, so I miss a lot of things at night. And
yeah,
it was always these kids just, I don't mind them running on the sidewalk. Of course, everyone's happy and just wants to get as much candy as you can.
Yeah, I mean, if the parents are there, there's no excuse for that.
But hey, you're a little kid. I was there too. I ran out in the street. I'm not saying I'm the best, but I do sometimes go, hey, watch out. And I don't want to see no little kid get hit by a car. I had a friend of mine that I saw get hit by a car, not during Halloween. This, we were just doing a game of tag and she ran out in the street. It wasn't very bad. It just kind of spun her around. So
that's still something like that still affected you to see that though.
Yeah, I could still see it. Like she ran out, not like right in front of the car. She kind of like ran around, was running around. I was chasing her and she was running around a car, but didn't like run right out into the street. She was still kind of up close to the car. The street was really narrow. So that car just boom, like spun her like a top. I could see her like spinning on one leg and she fell down. Didn't break anything or nothing, but just seeing that. Getting hit. And when you're a kid, I was there. I ran out in the street all the time. Just thankfully, I didn't get hit by a car or anything. But little guys, man, parents, please just keep control of your kids. And I just don't like see them running out in the street. You guys can be wild and bump into me all you want. I don't care. But just stay out of the street. Or if you're going to run out in the street, look both ways. But
There's nothing to me. There's nothing like that makes me happier than, and I'm not saying it because I mean, run on the street. Yes. But especially on trick or treat, the sounds of like happy children, like running down the sidewalk is like music to my ears.
Yeah. I mean, I love that.
I just that's part of and we don't have trick. We've talked about this. I think we don't have trick or treat on Halloween. Ours always has it the weekend before, so it's not like a school night, but just the excitement and like hearing them even come up to the door and know they're going to be ringing the doorbell, like it's just a magical thing.
Let's talk about this. I did not know that. If you did tell me, I don't remember.
Oh,
you never.
You know what? I've done so many fucking shows. I probably mentioned it to somebody else.
Yeah, you never
over 5 years doing this.
Is that just a Pennsylvania thing or? Or your town?
I think it's our town because Pennsylvania will do it on, like Pittsburgh area does it on Halloween, but we've always, and I've always liked it. We're always like the Saturday before, which me, I loved because I didn't want to have to go to school the next day. I just wanted to sit and eat shit. So like for me, it was all normal.
So your guys' trick-or-treating is this Saturday on the 27th.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's news to me.
Like I know it's not Halloween. I always liked it because of having that next day off.
Is there anything going on the actual the date, October 31st? It's on a Wednesday this year. No. Nothing?
Yeah. We used to have a Halloween parade, and it used to be like the week before, but at nighttime. Now they have it the same day as trick-or-treat, but it's during the day, like at 2 p.m. I'm like, that's not a Halloween parade. And I used to love it because I used to always ride in the fire truck with my dad. So that was always cool as hell, but it was always at night. Like, I didn't care it wasn't on the day, but just don't make it at 2 in the afternoon. That's stupid. And they wonder why attendance is down.
It was always on the date for me. I mean, I never ever went trick-or-treating.
Most places, it's just, we're weird.
I never went trick-or-treating on or in my neighborhood because I just, my neighborhood was a little rough. So, but there was kids out there doing it. My mom and dad always took us to our friends' our house in Hayward, and we always went trick-or-treating because their neighborhood was more of a family-friendly neighborhood. It wasn't just street hustlers on the corner and everything where I grew up.
Now, you say your neighborhood was rougher. Did people still hand out candy there, though?
Yeah, they did.
Because did you get involved? Or?
No, we always, because we were always gone. We never...
So people actually still did it, though.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, it doesn't matter where you live. I mean, they still did it. But my parents just chose to take us somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've always wanted to go run around with my friends and do it. It was a little much safer time then, back in the 70s and early 80s when I did go trick-or-treating.
Here's another thing to talk about. I mean, this is a whole nother show. But, like, if you look at things, was it really safer, or did we just not have the media coverage we do now? Because, like, you'll hear things where they say, you know, disappearances and stuff aren't really up from where they used to be.
For me, there was all that. There was always someone missing. Thankfully, it wasn't one of us. And
yeah,
or anyone I knew. And my heart goes out to any of the families that it's happened to. But... it was all there. I mean, I never really watched the news as a kid, but it was I think the things that I was afraid of in my neighborhood was the guys at the park, the ruffians at the park that hung out by the basketball courts, and the dudes on the corners. They weren't on every corner. That neighborhood that I grew up now, it is not the neighborhood I grew up in. It is just. I think the whole tech generation, because they can't afford to live in San Francisco, because that's such a big tech area, they're all moving over to they're all moving to Oakland, and it is, it is cleaning up the city a little by little in areas. I mean, the area where I grew up was it wasn't real bad, but I mean, it was bad enough, and now it's not. I just assume.
Well, that's good. I mean, for people now.
Yeah, but I'm sure the house that we lived in is probably like $1 jillion compared to.
Have you ever gone back?
Yeah, my brother still lives in that neighborhood, and he lives in an apartment above my aunt, and actually on the same street that he grew up on. Basically, that was my brother Daryl, my youngest brother. He lives on the street that I would grew up on, or one of the street. It was the second street that I lived on. But the neighborhood is better now. But back then, my mom and dad just didn't want us running around with our friends. So I was like, all right. But I always had fun. We went to my aunt's house in Hayward, and my cousins and I would go. They never went with us. I don't know what they would do. Probably just sit around and drink and all that while we were out running around. And their neighborhood wasn't that bad, so you can have a million kids running around. All the times that we've gone, I've never remembered my mom or dad being there.
You know what's funny? Like, we don't live in a bad neighborhood. Like, we're your basic, you know, middle class, small town. But I don't remember recently seeing that many kids without parents.
We were always with the kids. Even before we had kids, as a teenager, I can't remember when I stopped. I never went when I was a teenager. I went out on Halloween to parties and stuff.
For me, I don't remember when I stopped exactly, but I would always, because like my aunt and grandma always gave me candy, kind of still do. So like I would just dress up as something goofy and go to their house. But I think I was like maybe 13, 14 when I stopped.
I know I went maybe to 12. I went to a lot of Halloween parties. I remember that.
Like, for instance, for my aunt and uncle, I dressed up as Billy Gunn when he was the ass man one year. Oh, I was to see if there's a picture of that, because I like wore a pair of my mom's pants cut off.
The badass Billy Gunn?
Yeah, it's when he had the theme song. He was the ass man or whatever for a while when he was on his own.
I never liked when he was on his own.
I didn't either, but it was funny as hell to like blast that when I was walking into their house.
To get off the subject,
I dressed up as Val Venus one year.
To get off Halloween subject, the return of DX on WWE Raw and everything. Is it just going to be Triple H and Shawn Michaels, or is everyone else going to get into the action?
As far as I know, it's just them. But, I mean, you never know. Like, what's this? Road Dogg is an agent for the company, so he could, like, show up.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the other guys would all jump in, throw on the green and come out. I mean, they did it at that one WrestleMania.
That's true. That wasn't that long ago, so.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. But always off the topic when we do these record together. Shout out to Roman Reigns. His real name.
I found out about that right after we got done recording for your E-Society.
Yeah, I remember you hit me up.
So I looked at Twitter and I'm like, what the hell?
I was like, oh my God. I saw just quick snippets of it on Facebook and Instagram and everything. The next day I actually did watch that whole segment on Hulu. And dude, I shit you not, man. I was in tears. Again, off the topic, Roman Reigns, the character on WWE, he has leukemia. He's always had it, but he kind of kept it under control in it, but it flared up again, and he has to step down and take care of himself. This guy's in amazing shape. I'm sure his body hurts and everything from getting thrown all over the ring, but oh my God. I just couldn't believe it. Not to get emotional again, I had a cousin that passed from leukemia, and it's real bad. I don't know much about it, but when that was kind of a shocker for me to hear that he had. I love Roman Reigns. I know everybody hates him. The thing that was I understand nobody knew what was going on before. When his music hits, everyone just starts booing. But what I loved, I think
they think it's part of the show.
Yeah, what hit me in the feelings was when he left, when he was done, and everybody was clapping and everyone was cheering. You can hear.
Yeah, people aren't in general. People aren't heartless.
Yeah, I mean they kind of were. Know? They kind of were in the beginning, and you hear guys screaming around in the background. But by the end of his speech, when they realized that this wasn't.
When they figured out what the hell was going on,
the tune changed, and you could see it. They showed a lot of the crowd, and there was people in tears, and it was a real touching speech, man. I hope nothing but the best for him to get a speedy recovery, as well as anyone dealing with any of your family members with leukemia or any kind of cancer. It's tough, man. I lost a friend to lung cancer, and that was really bad. That was like the first time I ever had to deal with that. I mean, I've known people that had cancer and everything, but I was never like close to them. But when my buddy Sweet Rob had passed, oh man, that killed me. And I don't know. I mean, just cancer. Period. You don't know. Like my dog, she just passed from pancreatic cancer. I had never ever heard of animals getting cancer.
I was just gonna say I've heard of cancers, but never that one.
Yeah, I mean it was a shocker, man, and it bummed the hell out of me when the vet told me, and I was just like, wow, my God. But I just didn't want her to hurt anymore. She looked like she was in pain. So we just had her put to sleep, and That was so, so tough for anybody, any parent. Or
that's
any,
a nightmare.
Parent,
like, that's any, awful on its own.
Yeah, any.
Like,
any,
even that any whole process.
Pet owners. I mean, it's, your pet is like is a part of the family, and it's tough. It's still tough for me to come in the house and she's not right there waiting for me.
You saw it on Facebook last year. It's coming up on, and Facebook reminds you because they remind you of everything on your memories, but it's going to be a year since Chuck died. And like, I still have not, I mean, I don't want to say gotten over it because, you know, you always remember, but I still, there will be things that like make me think of that. And I think part of the problem always was that it was so unexpected. He was 6 years old. He was running around that day into like, have like someone go out and see him just laying there, and we don't know what happened or why. Like, it, in a way, it feels like it's been longer than a year, but in a way, it's like, I remember, I mean, I know people have lost, obviously, people, and, you know, Chuck was a cat, but I still remember what I ate that day. It's just weird how, like, I don't know, it's like you said about the dog, you, there's things you think of that remind you.
Yeah, it's tough, man. But just like I said, cancer or any kind of disease that
anybody who's crazy. Suffering with anything that is potentially like life threatening.
Yeah, anything. But yeah, again, shout out to Roman Reigns. Hopefully, he feels better. And any of you guys that are going through any kind of similar thing, just we can all be strong for one another and be there for whoever it is, or if it's yourself. I mean, that's what friends and family are for. I mean, not forget friends. We're all family, all of us. Like, just Big Jesse here, man. He's my brother. Yeah, we've never met in person, but we know so much about each other right now. I mean,
it feels like we have.
That's another thing that's weird. I know we're way off the topic, everybody, but you know us. Okay, I'm going to use Lance for example. Lance, if you're listening, I love you. When I first met Lance, there was never an awkward silence or anything. But when we were talking, he picked me up at the airport, and we jumped in. We just jumped into a conversation like we've see each other every day. I mean,
because you get to know each other. You get to know each other. I mean, you're... What we're doing now, you're talking, so you get to know each other on that level. Like, I've always said, for me, the online thing I'm going to take it to dating for a second. The online dating thing was never odd for me because I've always had to meet people this way. Like, it's always been through conversations, even if I meet them in person. So, like, doing the podcast and meeting these people, talking to people on whatever the topic may be has never been odd for me because it's basically how I've always interacted.
Yeah, I mean...
And I'm sure there'd be no awkwardness for us either.
Oh, no, man. Well, once we there in the same room recording or just hanging out, it's not going to be like, okay, what do we talk about now? I mean, we're just going to be...
Because you're the same person, you know?
Yeah, we're just going to jump right in the same... We do what we do off and
like if I ever meet Lance or any of them, I'm obviously first thing going to be, why the fuck don't you like Witchboard?
but it's awesome, man. Lance, brother, I know you know that. And I love you and everyone else that I've met during podcasting and everything. I mean, I love all you guys. The Zisu, I've known him before we started all this. But for you, man, we'll definitely, dude, we will be together, hopefully soon.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, we've talked about this before, but isn't it weird how much you feel like you do know a person when it's just been from this? Like, how deeply you can know somebody and their life and, you know, everything.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, you and I, obviously, we've never... And it's just... I mean, it all started from, I think you hit me up on Twitter one day and said you heard the show or heard us on Padded Room, me on Padded Room or something.
Yeah, I don't even remember any of that. How we actually got hooked up.
It's just like we've. It just feels like we've always been here doing this. Like,
yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. It's weird. And technology, I mean, you got to think that for anything with the cell phones and the internet and everything.
Yeah.
Ah, everyone. Sorry, we're getting all mushy and going to start crying soon. But anyway, back to the original subject. What I really wanted to do when I first had this idea to do a Halloween one was talk about the candy. I know that would you call Halloween a holiday?
I think it's technically called one.
Okay. Well, during the,
I see it as one. Like, right. For me, it's one.
I have two, but there's some people that go, Halloween's not a holiday. We're not off. I mean, come on, take it easy. If you don't like it, don't do it. But anyway,
you're not off for Flag Day either, unless you work for the government, and that's considered a holiday.
Yeah, I mean, there's only two.
Like, it's weird. I consider it a holiday, but I don't consider it part of the holiday season.
Man, it's different when you're a kid. Everything was a holiday to you, no matter what, if you didn't have to go to school. But when you get into the working world, well, for me, the only holidays I get off where I don't have to show up to work is Thanksgiving and Christmas. Every other holiday that you guys all have.
So who works, like, in this situation, who works on Christmas and Thanksgiving? Like, is there people that specifically say they'll do that, or how does that work?
Because
I know airports don't shut down.
Oh, no. It's a sign-up sheet. It's all overtime. We're paid for the day off regardless if we're there or not. And if you sign up for overtime, you get that extra money. I always work on Thanksgiving because I don't.
Have you ever worked it?
Excuse me?
Have you ever worked Christmas?
Once I did. I don't want to get into that because I'm going to start crying. But I always work Thanksgiving because I don't want to help cook and everything. So, but I go to work in the morning and then I come home. And when I come home, everything's ready. I just sit down and eat. But it's tough sometimes because they do bring us food and we eat. And I was like, I'll have just a little bit. And I always have pie at work. And then I come home and eat with the family. Eat real quick. And then I am one of those ones. I'll save that for Thanksgiving. But anyway, it was nothing bad. But anyway, back to Halloween. With the candy, as a little kid, I didn't care. Candy. It was candy, but I did have the ones
I cared.
That I didn't want. I didn't want I love Smarties. I know Smarties gets a bad rap. I want the real Smarties, not the knockoff Smarties. Those was.
Is there a difference? Like, I'm not really. I mean, I've eaten Smarties, but can you tell?
Yes, you can. That'd be something for us to do sometime, to get regular candy, name brand candy, and knockoff candy and see if you can tell the difference. Because, I mean, I remember they used to always do taste tests. Like, if you're in the mall or whatever, that, like, back in the 80s, there was a Coke and New Coke. I don't know if you remember that, but there was, like,
But was there a difference?
Yeah, there was a total difference. I think it was more of just a market to get people to buy more Coke, drinking Coke, not the nose candy. But because New Coke came out and they said they weren't, it was a new formula. They were going to stop doing the old Coke formula, Coca-Cola formula.
So which one won out? Like, which one do we have now?
We have the original formula. For a while, the cans when it came back, on the new flavor, it was called New Coke. The can was a little bit different. It was still red, but the font and everything was different. It said New Coke. I loved it. I drank it and drank it all the time. And then when that, everyone was bitching and complaining, which was a good idea for the Coca-Cola beverage company. they said, okay, we're tired of everyone complaining. We're going to bring back Classic Coke. And it said Classic Coke on the can. It did that for years, but now it's just back to just regular Coke. So
now I want to try that somehow.
I don't know if they still have it anywhere. If anyone does, I mean, I don't think you can.
Yeah, they probably don't.
They probably don't taste right, but that was a long time ago. Yeah. But you were probably just a little baby when that was going on. I think you were really young when New Coke was going on, because it was kind of mid-80s, and you were what, 83? Is that when you were born?
83, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think, yeah, you were just a little guy when that was going on. I mean, even with Pepsi and everything else. But anyway, I didn't like the knockoff candies. I was a little picky kid. I wanted name brand candy. I wanted Snickers. I wanted Kit Kat and everything. I didn't want the ones that just...
Do you know where I think you can really, really tell is, I feel like I can always tell when it's name brand chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got that taste that you know. And it's let's go to like right now. I know that Russell Stover's always does the chocolate covered marshmallow ones, and the seasons change. Like right now we got the pumpkin ones, which I have a few in my refrigerator. We got the pumpkins, and next month we're gonna have I think the turkeys or whatever they're called.
I didn't know they did one for Thanksgiving.
I want to say they do. I don't quote me. Okay. I think they do. I think they probably do. But I know during Christmas they get the Christmas trees or the Santas or whatever. They do all that. But one time, and that's all I want. And that's the main thing I want for Christmas every year.
Yes, we've had this discussion. I remember. And you always say nobody ever gets it for you, right?
Yeah, but I got some last year because they're tired of me bitching about it. But there's the Russell Stover's, which is my all-time favorite one because it tastes the best. And then you got some other company that's not so good. The kind you get at like Dollar Tree or something like that. And It just, the chocolate and the marshmallow just does not taste the same. It's not.
Has anyone tried to get you those and like pass them off thinking you'll feel the same way about them?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I don't know. It was one of the kids got me some. I was happy and appreciated for it. But as I was eating it, I was like, this is not the same. But I mean, I don't want the Halloween candy. There's these ones that are wrapped up in black paper or orange paper. I don't even know what kind of candy is in it. It's not caramel. It's not a taffy. I don't know what it is, but I want to say it's kind of got like a peanut butter flavor taste to it, and it's just gross. I don't like those. I know some people give out those big giant orange peanuts. It's kind of like a marshmallow.
Those circus peanuts?
Yeah. The orange ones?
I do not like those. My uncle loves that. I don't get it.
I don't either. I mean, there's
weird.
There's obviously someone that loves it because they still make it.
No, there is. No.
Yeah. I don't want knockoff candy. I mean, there's also these little chocolates that,
I didn't know they had knockoff Kit Kat.
Yeah, it's just chocolate wafer or something like that. It says it on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's like all kinds of different candies out there. You buy these big giant bags full of Halloween candy or Christmas candy or whatever, and
it's all that stuff.
Yeah, it's all the name brand stuff that might be like a few more dollars more than the cheap stuff, and.
Those few dollars make a difference in the taste, though.
Yeah, I know everyone. You get what you can afford, but come on.
I agree. I know that too, but I think at the same time, everyone's listening to this and they're like, "Yeah, we know what you mean."
Yeah, I mean, because when the kids go up here in town, there's like a uptown trick or safe Halloween is what they call it. And all the kids are up there. This is all during the day, probably around 4 o'clock. They all go up there. All the businesses up there give out candy to the kids. That's cool.
Now, is that all you have, or can you do the regular too?
Oh, they hit the neighborhoods later on when the sun starts to go down.
Because some places they only allow that. So I didn't know if yours was like that.
No, they always do it up there. And I know, I remember, I've seen sometimes when I go to a mall, I see a Safe Halloween where the kids go to the mall and they go to each store.
I think that takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, I don't want to go to a mall to trick or treat. I like going out to the neighborhood. But I understand. I mean, in today's world, we're all real super protective of our kids. I totally understand. I'm not knocking you guys, but. Speaking as a kid, maybe your kid.
I just feel bad for the poor kids that never experienced like the way we do it.
Yeah, I mean,
never know what that's like. Like, I can't imagine what that's like.
Yeah, I mean, you do what you can for your kids.
I know. I understand that.
It sounds like we're bitching and judging you. We're not. I mean, as a kid, I wouldn't like that. I would go do it if that's all I got, but.
If I was a parent, I would do that, but I'd also take my child so they can experience both.
Yeah.
Because if I'm with them, then they're as safe as they can be. Theoretically.
Because we always took our little guys to the neighborhoods, and since we moved up here, the Tiga, when she was a baby, she had a Halloween down in the Bay Area once. Her second. I think it was her second Halloween. Her brother was born, my son Marky. So she always blamed him. I couldn't do anything because you were born. I could have took her out into the neighborhood where the hospital was and hit a few houses, but I was more worried about.
Is she the oldest?
Yeah, she's older. She's
okay.
24.
I don't know what I thought your son was.
No, Marky's 22. And Tiga's 24.
Oh, okay. For some reason I thought he. Okay.
Yeah, all my boys' birthdays are in this month. Marky's was on Halloween. He's going to be 23. Kyle's 17. And Eric is. He'll be 14. He'll be 14 on Saturday. Wow, you guys are all out trick or treating. Be safe. He'll be. I can't believe it, man. He's. Teenagers, and I'm a grandpa, and Tiga's a mom.
I remember, I swear when you and I first met, he was 11, I think, or 12 at the oldest.
Eric? I guess. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't even know how long I've known
you. I just remember, like, it seems like...
Well, I guess I can do...
2016, so...
Yeah, okay, I can go with... I met you, I think I met you later on because I was already doing my show. And then that's when we hooked up. And
I knew you when you started your show, I think.
Yeah.
I think we just started talking when you.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I know, not to go into it, but I know I knew you when Beth left. And that was.
Yeah. I was already.
May, so.
Yeah, I was already. We were already in the full swing of things. And then that happened.
Yeah.
I don't say
it's been
that
a long
name.
Damn time. I mean, in a way.
I don't like say that. I don't say that name.
Yeah, I should have said whatever other name I use.
It's sorry, ladies, but it's bad. Anyway, but back to I think I lost where I was going with the candy with knockoff stuff.
You just talked about the circus.
Yeah, those are. Kids don't want those. They don't want the black and orange papered candy. They don't want the big giant orange peanuts, and they don't want knockoff candy. The kids will take it, but deep down in their little minds, they're like, "Really? That's what you're gonna give me?" And
it'll get pushed back to the back of the "I want this" list.
Yeah, because if you go,
it'll be last.
Yeah, and sometimes it won't even get eaten at all. If I see those in there, I always just kind of pull them out. We always go through our the kids' candy, and my mom and dad did it as well to check it and everything. And shouts out to all those people that do give out full-size candy bars, man. Right on. We're not saying
what I always like.
Yeah, we're not saying that you should do it, but you get the horns, the metal horns, for you people to hand out the regular-size candy bars. and the big bags of regular sized bags of M&Ms. Those were my favorite. I've always loved those. But just the cheap knockoff stuff, man. The kids don't want it. I don't like seeing it in the bowl when we're digging through and checking the kids' candy, because we just kind of like frown upon it and just set it to the side. But we're not saying you don't have to hand out candy. And I was not one of those kids. If you didn't hand out candy and you weren't participating in the fun, we would egg your house or anything. I never did that. My friends did. I was never a part of that. I always thought that wasn't cool. But I did do my little bit of vandalism during Halloween. I got a pocket knife for the first time. I didn't never stab nobody or anything. I never cut things I shouldn't have cut. But I did do my share of slashing pumpkins. But only to the ones to the people that I didn't like. Like there was some kids that I didn't care for when I was in my older years. I wasn't quite a teenager. If I was a teenager, I might have been 13. But it was probably, I want to say like I was like either 11 or 12. There was this one kid in the neighborhood that we just didn't like because he thought he was better than us. And we went and smashed his pumpkins that were on the porch. But hey, man, I'm a kid. That's what we do when you don't like someone. Hey, you'd rather have a smash your pumpkin than bust your window. So any of you guys judging me?
Right, but me, I'm thinking it was probably the parents that bought the pumpkin, them that you're really acting, not him.
I did some.
And bad. I stand corrected. We met it in the end of 2015 because the first show we did was Force Awakens.
Okay.
So I'm wrong. When I said 2016.
I don't remember. It was a while ago. But yeah, man, I mean, kids.
What is your least favorite candy?
My least favorite candy?
Like Halloween candy. Is it just the ones you mentioned? Like, do you have one that you don't like?
Man, I like the candy that people don't like, and the kids get mad when we get them, especially during Halloween. I love Bitto Honey. I love the little cubes of caramel. I love Tootsie Rolls, and those are always the last things in the bowl to go.
Yeah, they were always.
I love candy corn, and everybody hates those. I love them. I've always loved candy.
You know what's funny about that? Like, everyone says they hate it, but yet people, I mean, it's still available, so somebody must be like us and like it.
I like it, especially during Halloween. Because
I always get those pumpkin ones, and it always sells out in Walmart.
Yeah, I mean, the kids get those little individual trick-or-treat size bags. They don't eat them. I eat them. There's always a bowl. Speaking of that, I need to go buy some and put it in my candy bowl. I don't know. Other than the knockoff candies, I mean, I think the ones I hate, I already mentioned it, were the knockoff Smarties. I can't.
Right.
I don't know what they're called. I know Sweet Tarts, they jumped on the bandwagon. Smarties was running it for a minute, but then, with the small little ones that they give during Halloween and stuff, but, Tootsie Roll, Sweet Tarts started doing those. I love Sweet Tarts. Those are probably like one of my favorite candies. I love those. But
do they own Smarties now, or is it still individual?
I don't know. I assume it must be individual because there's still Smarties and there's still the Sweet Tart ones. So I don't know. But there's a third one that's the knockoff Smarties, and those are the ones. Those just taste like chalk, and I don't. They're no.
Are they called intellectuals?
I throw those away. I don't even eat them. I know there's a lot of candy. Okay. Out of a name brand candy that I just kind of, I'll eat it, but it's like the very last thing is Milky Way. I don't know. I just don't like it.
They're probably my least favorite of the candy bars, I'd say.
I think Milky Way and
it's probably
Three Musketeers.
Oh, see, I love those. I've always felt like they're softer than Milky Way.
Milky Way, I want to say there's a little some caramel in the nougat. I don't know, but I don't know. I think it's the nougat that I don't like. I mean, like Milky Way is just chocolate and nougat. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I'll eat it, but I don't like it.
I think if I was to rank mine, it would be Kit Kats, Three Musketeers, Snickers, and Milky Way. But if you include any version of Reese's, that jumps to the top of everything.
Do you like the Reese's Pieces?
I love them better than M&M's, like more than M&M's.
Oh, come on, man. No.
Which is probably blasphemous. But
yeah, that is, man. They're not better. I love Reese's Pieces. I'll eat them. Shout out to E.T. That was the only reason that I ate them, was because of him. But I don't know, man. M&M's.
My favorite Reese's candy is the, at Halloween it's the pumpkins, and at Christmas it's the trees. Like, I love the whatever shape those are in.
Have you ever
gotten? And they're the egg at Easter.
Have you ever gotten the big giant Reese's Pieces, or not Reese's Pieces, Reese's Cups, the big over giant size ones?
It's been a while.
I've never had that.
Speaking of knockoffs, I see those a lot. Like, it'll be like a giant Reese's cup type thing, but it's just called like peanut butter or whatever.
There's tons of knockoff stuff. I mean, the knockoff M&Ms or the peanut ones. I can't remember what those are called. I mean, other than you just know the the bag, the yellow bag of M&Ms, the peanut ones. I don't know. It's just like the generic knockoff ones aren't the same. I mean kids know. Even the kids that don't know
speaking,
how to read.
Speaking of knockoffs, yeah, they know. I think we have a bit of a delay.
Yeah, it's all right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, speaking of another show idea, like knockoff toys and cartoons, I think would be interesting.
There is one. If we do that, we'll definitely. I mean, I know we kind of did it last year with toys, with the.
I guess we did. Okay, I guess we did.
It was only the one I can think of. It was the. Like, I was fascinated with the 80s G.I. Joe, a Real American line, Real American Hero line. And then you had brought up the little fake ones, the knockoff ones, the Army Corp or Marine Corps.
Which I think they still have, right?
They still do, yeah. Man. There's still a market for those. And if they've been making those since you were a kid.
Well, shit, yeah, you got like 10 figures for the price of one. Like, I mean, for quantity, I was all into that.
Yeah, I mean, for the price of one G.I. Joe figure, which was probably like $5-6, you could get 10 of them in that big pack. So, but
and for me who couldn't see, like they felt the same, so I just went with it.
Oh man, and here's one thing before we wrap this up with Halloween. Did you ever get to a house that just had a plate or a bowl sitting there and the sign said, take one?
I was one of those rare kids that listened. Like, I feel like no one listened, but I did.
I was one of those kids that didn't listen. If I got there before you and it said that, I don't know if it was a setup, but no
one. I respected the people enough to go by the bowls.
But these are the little days where I had
no, was my problem.
I had no respect, so I just dumped the whole bowl in my bag and keep on moving. Thinking about it now, yeah.
How about the people that would give change or fruit?
I did this once. I'm not proud of it, but I did do it once. Someone gave us apples and oranges, and my buddy was like, "Man, I don't want this." I said, well, here, I took the orange because I like oranges. Yeah. I took the orange from him, but he goes, because he was about to throw it back at the house. And I said, well, give it to me if you're just going to throw it. And I gave him my apple, and then he threw it at their garage door. And he threw it hard enough to where it made a loud-ass noise, and it busted apart. But then we just all started running. I didn't like people that handed out fruit. And the reason I think I didn't like the fruit thing, I was always scared of the old myth of people putting razor blades in apples. I never
came that, and I was the same thing for me was the people that made homemade candy. Like that always scared me.
Yeah, I never took the homemade popcorn balls or cupcakes or anything. I took them, but then
I did that for them.
Yeah, we either threw them away or I did. I know. I remember someone gave us cupcakes. And I threw it back at the house. Sorry, everyone. I was a little bad kid at times. Not all the time, just at times. I do remember throwing that cupcake at the house. I actually hit not the window, but I almost did. I was aiming for the window, but my aim wasn't that greatest. And I knew it wasn't going to bust the window, so that's probably why I was aiming for it. But it hit the side of the house, and there was a chocolate stain there. And I don't give change. Don't give out homemade goods. And definitely don't give out pencils, erasers, and pencils.
Oh, I hated that.
Kids don't want those.
First of all, for me, I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
We don't want those. I didn't want those then, and I'm sure the kids don't want those today. But the ones were always that you just hated, but I did use it, were the ones they handed out toothbrushes. It was a little kid-sized toothbrushes. I don't know if this person was a dentist or whatever, but they always did that same house every year with toothbrushes. Because and the lady or the guy that would
answer. They probably had a lot left over because people probably got the word around.
Or threw them back at the house. I never did. I kept them. I did use it, but it was just like, okay, thank you. Because whoever it was, if it was the husband or the wife, they would come, sorry, we don't have candy, but you're going to need this later. They said that every year, and they handed us a toothbrush. And I don't know. It was kind of, we knew that house. We knew they were going to give out toothbrushes, but we always went there. Yeah, we'd probably all talk shit about it. Yeah, I don't want to go to that house. They're not giving out candy. But we still went there, all of us, and we got that toothbrush. I don't know if my friends use it. I always did. But I don't know. It was just it was weird. I mean, kids, and shout out to any of you dental people that do that. Hey, man, yeah, these kids need them. But kids want candy. They don't want little toys. They don't want change. They want.
I would give like candy mixed with that if I wanted to do that. Like I'd be like, here's this, here's for late, because you know if it's a dentist, they're getting that shit. Regardless, they have tons of those to hand out. So, like, mix a little candy in with it and be like, here's for the candy.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I got more to say.
I remember we had somebody.
No, go ahead.
I remember we had someone once. I forget who, but they must have had a deal or something. They were giving out free Frosty coupons from Wendy's.
I've had that too. Not from that. There were little coupons for McDonald's to get like a small fries. It sounds cool and everything, but your parents don't want to take you to all the way over to McDonald's if there isn't one near you. And the thing,
see, mine never cared, so I didn't worry about.
My mom and dad, like, I ain't taking you all the way to McDonald's just to get that. And no, that's just how my mom and dad, or my mom was. My dad, all right, let's go. Oh. Shout out to my mom and dad. They never really took us to. They never went out with us. If they did, maybe they did when we were really younger. But I know when I was older, I was always running around. But any of you parents that just that are out there with your kids, right on. But if you're one of the ones that, hey, go ahead, just don't get hit by cars, right on to you guys too. But always keep an eye out on your kids, especially during this. And if you're going to be driving around, which all of us are, please, in the neighborhoods, just go slow and just expect that kids are going to run out into the street. So just always be ready. Just don't drive the normal speed. Go under the speed limit when you know all these kids. Because especially little guys, man, especially in the town I live in, everybody has big trucks. You're not going to be able to see them. And it's dark. You're not going to, just be careful out there. Here's a question for you. In your neighborhood or during your trick-or-treating phase, did you go out when the sun was still up?
I'm going to say it was usually still light out. Like, I don't know, the sun had gone down some, but I don't think I was ever out when it was pitch black.
Okay. From what I remember,
one of those reasons is I obviously always had a mom or dad with me, so it was a little different.
But from what I remember, we always went when the sun was down. I remember seeing kids in my neighborhood that were out before the sun went down. And right now, where we live, the kids they're going strong. We don't want to be that first family out there when the sun is still up. The sun is still setting, but it's still kind of light outside. Even if it goes past the mountains, you can still see. That's probably when everybody's out going in full strong and into
the night. Like, for us, I still think it was light out, but, like, it wasn't sunny, if that makes any sense. Like, the sun had already, I guess you would say, set.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still a little light.
Like, ours was usually, like, 5 to 7. Yeah, it's still a little light.
I think I've noticed, usually, I mean, when as a kid, man, I wanted to go till midnight, but I know everyone's not up, still giving out candy at midnight. I mean, you know, if someone turns their lights off, their porch light off, you know that's it.
That's what we always, yeah, that's what we used to do.
So, but, yeah, I mean, as far as us, I'd rather we just hit a couple blocks with the kids and then I'm usually tired. Like I said, I used to work in the morning and I was already tired as hell. And I just wanted to do, like, I would have been happy just doing one street. All right, let's go. But where we do the kids, and this year's is my grandson's first Halloween. He's going to be dressed up. Yeah, he's not going to get the candy, and I'm sure his mom's going to eat it all. But
but it'd still be. Yeah, what's he going to be? Do they know?
I have no idea. I don't know. I asked Eric. I said, "Are you gonna do it?" And he was like, "Eh." I think Eric's getting to the age where he don't care, or he thinks he's too cool. I don't know if he does. Usually he'll decide on the night of, like, we're about to walk out the door and he'll go, all right, I'll do it. And he'll just throw a mask on or something. And that's another thing. I don't like the kids that just have their normal clothes on and a mask.
I don't either.
That is no, come on, guys. Get into it. Do something.
Like, if you're going to do, you're just doing, I mean, I know it's for the candy, but you're just doing that for the candy, then you don't give two shits about Halloween itself.
Yeah, and.
Like, don't even bother then, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't like the football players just putting on your uniform that you play football in.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
No, get lost. I mean, don't put on your baseball uniform. Okay, maybe if your girlfriend wants to
I'd
go.
I'd probably be like, I would never say this, but I'd want to be like, fuck you.
Yeah. If your girlfriend wants to put on your the pads and your gear, all right. Okay, but.
Well, that's a little different.
But then again, there are girls that play on the football team. And so.
Right.
Yeah, no. I mean, come on. Be a little more creative. But shout out to you guys that put on your girlfriends or your sisters. Cheerleading outfit. Those always make me laugh because they really go over.
I think the one thing I regret is that my mom always wanted me to dress up as a woman and I never would do it. And I always feel like one of these years I'm just going to be just to make her happy. She always wanted me to be an old lady, and I've never done it.
Well, what's funny about that, if you see, I always go to the Halloween party down in the casino, which is probably this weekend. When guys dress up as girls, they overdo it with the stuffing. The boobs.
Well, the funny thing is now the way things are, like, I would never want to laugh about it because, you know, it might be one of those situations where, like, that's just how they normally are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, yeah, especially in today's society, that might offend somebody.
That's what I mean.
I've never had the urge to dress like a woman, so I don't do it. But the guys that I have seen it, there's always that one dude at the party that comes in dressed up like a girl.
They always overdo it.
Yeah, the backside is really big, and the upper region is out of control. Oh man, it's funny. But
I just would like some woman to walk up to one of those people and be like, "Do you know the back pain you'd be in right now if you were really?"
Dude, really, that has happened. My buddy dressed up as a chick one time, and a friend of mine came up. Hers are big, but she said that. She goes, "That's cool, but you do not have the back pain." It's funny. But the thing that's weird, though, every time you see someone, especially if it's somebody you know that dresses up like a woman, it's just a natural guy thing to do it. If you see someone one of your buddies dressed up like a woman, you always reach and want to feel it, feel their. You're not supposed to do that in real life to women.
But it's different.
If it's your buddy, and you automatically reach it forward and do it. I mean, it's just your buddies. You're being funny and everything, but don't do that to real women, everyone. All you listeners.
Isn't it a shame that we even have to say that? People just don't get that.
Yeah, I know. I know. If you guys know us, we're not the ones to do that, but it's in this society you have to do that. I know some people don't think so, but it's sad that we have to.
It'll bite you in the ass then if you don't think that way, though.
Yeah, eventually, it's sad that we have to throw out this disclaimer. We always throw out disclaimers for all kinds of things, but
I think every episode we have, we say we're going to go off topic.
Yeah. So, but
I have one more quick thing.
Go for it.
And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, I mean, if you do this, whatever, but the thing I can't stand is the parents. Now we've seen some nowadays here who dress up, which dressing up's cool, but they also have a bag that they expect you to give candy to. And they don't even, like, some of them will say, "Oh, this is, you know, this is for so-and-so that's home sick." Some people don't even say that. They just hold the bag out.
Yeah.
That just bugs me a little bit.
I know. On my adventures out with the kids, I do see teenagers there. And that's when I talk about the guys that just have masks.
I'm talking like 30-year-olds.
I know.
Like,
but
there's some people around my age. Oh, okay.
I've never seen anybody do that with like our age up there with candy and all that. Maybe if you had I don't know how tall you are. You're like 6 feet, but there are kids that are that tall already. So
right.
I think I could do it if I like had. I'm not that tall. If I had a costume that like covered me and you just could not see me, as an experiment, I would do that. I would go up with some kids and just not say anything, but just hold out my bag to see. But I understand what you're saying. I mean, I wouldn't.
But like, these people aren't doing that.
No,
like,
they're doing it. Just,
I mean, I'm all for dressing up and stuff. I just, it's a little different if you like expect, I mean, like, come up, lie and say you have a sick child. Give us a name. Like, even then, there's a, like, in my head, there's a reason, even if it's not true. Like, I don't know. We just have been seeing a lot of that recently.
Even if you had a sick child, you shouldn't be out at night trying
I agree, but I'm just, yeah, I know, but I'm just, at least you're saying something instead of just, like, holding it out and expecting it.
Yeah, I don't like that, man. There's a lot of, shady trick-or-treaters that I'm like, you're already handing out candy to everyone else, and then you come across this one that you're not so sure of. Are you gonna like, nah, not you?
But you're not gonna do it right. You're not gonna be that. You're not gonna do it, but you're gonna think it like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but then there's always that thing in your mind. I'm gonna be one of those ones to look out for somebody like me that. If I gave out something or gave them attitude, are they going to egg my house or toilet paper my trees?
Right. Like I would never say anything, but it's just one of those things. I'm like, I could never be that person and be that bold to do that.
Yeah. I would still give the candy to them, but then it deep inside.
I would too. But I mean, I couldn't be them on the other side.
Yeah. I'd be like, what the
fuck? I could never walk. Even being blind, I can never walk now and like hold out a bag with my chow. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah,
and I could even probably play it off. They're like, "Oh, he's blind," but I could never do that. Shit, I should go as a sighted person someday without my cane.
Oh, man, that won't. I don't know, man. That might be a little risky for you. Or dress up like Matt Murdock in a business suit and just go.
That would be really.
And stand there, and I guarantee you, nobody. Because he doesn't have
I mean, the Daredevil has a mask, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't have...
Like, he's himself, he doesn't.
Yeah, when he, yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a regular suit to where you... Oh, that's...
That would actually be perfect.
That's Matt Murdock. I mean, no one would know that. But if you were just standing there all in a business suit and at a party... Yeah. Everyone will
That's
be
actually a perfect idea.
If you go to a Halloween party, dude, seriously, get a nice business suit and just stand
and
there.
And they're like, who are you? I'm Matt Murdock.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Do that. You could have your cane because he's out when he's out in the streets.
He has his cane.
And if someone ever, well, what are you? This is a hostage costume party. I'm Matt Murdock.
Are you blind? No, I'm Matt Murdock.
You got the
No,
whole
I'm
thing.
Not playing myself. I'm Matt Murdock. Yeah.
Dude, you should definitely
I'm
do
the
that.
Man without fear.
Or if they ask you, who are you? Just say, I'm a Marvel character.
Just say, I'm the man without fear and see if anybody gets it.
Yeah, or I'm the devil of Hell's Kitchen or something like
that. The devil of Latrobe.
Yeah, just say something like that. See if anyone gets it. I mean, I bet you could... I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it would be awesome. I think you could do it, but how many people would get it?
Nobody would get it, I don't think. No.
But you,
I'd probably have to explain who he was.
I think what would give it away if you were like, but then again, I don't know. I've never seen him. Plus, he does read Braille. I mean, I said, if you were holding a law book or something.
I'd have to find. Or like, take a Braille book and like write the title on the top, like law or something. I have a law book, but I can make one.
I don't. Yeah, that'd be awesome. But I would like to know who would know who you are if you're at this costume party and everyone's all dressed up as crazy shit and you're standing there in a business suit.
Now, if it's you and I don't know what he wears, but you could dress up as Foggy.
He's the same thing. He's got a business suit on, suit and tie, and they always wore their little overcoats. They weren't black or anything. They were more of a tan color. And we could just stand there. We would probably look like reporters for some reason.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. Dude, I think you should...
We're just as podcasters.
You should do that. Just don't tell anyone. Just get a nice suit. A business suit, and just go to a party and stand there with your cane and your sunglasses on. That's it. And if someone see if somebody would get it, that would be amazing. And whoever would get it, I think once you said, "Oh, I'm Matt Murdock," or even if you said that, how many people, non-comic book watchers or readers, would know who Matt Murdock is? There's probably people right now listening to us, like, "Who the hell are they? Who are they talking about?" But if you're listening to the show,
he's Daredevil. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, check it out. You can see it all on there. But All right, everyone, we have gone long enough, and plus I gotta hit the road to work. But like I said earlier, we're gonna come at you again next month, November, with our Thanksgiving themed show. And
send in your blind questions.
Hey, dude, I got one. I gave you one. What was it, on the last Big Guys or what? No, it was
No, it was on
Native Side with Ness.
Shit. What the hell did we do? I forget.
It was Native
Side. Yeah, it was. It was.
Okay, well, here's one. It's we'll tease you guys with another question for another show. I don't remember who asked me this one, but do you run?
Surely exercise wise, no, I probably should. I mean, I should, but I think you could, if you're in a place where you know there's like no obstacles, you obviously couldn't like run on the street. Like you could run on a track, but then you'd have to know if there's anybody around. Like when I was younger in gym class, I would run with someone. Like if we were all running, I would hold on to someone's arm. But like really, if you're by yourself, it really have to be like the perfect conditions. Like you had a yard with acres and you could just run because you knew there was nothing there.
Or like if someone took you to like a football field.
I could walk. Yeah, like I could walk outside. Like as far as like crossing streets and stuff, like I've learned how to do that. But I don't think I could actually run.
I mean,
because it would be kind of hard to do cane travel while I'm running, I think.
I mean, the question, I want to say it was one of the younger guys that brought this one up. If do you run? Dude, I did not even think about that. Like,
I can.
No. I mean, you went to a regular school that wasn't, and they,
yep,
they did stuff for, they had stuff for you. I did not think
that
about
that. That could actually probably be a whole story. Even maybe during the blind show, even I could talk about that some, yeah, like I did stuff like that.
That never came to me. Like you had to have PE as well, and I mean that was cool. I mean someone ran with you. Did you guys like run the track, or did you just do like sprints? Or
well, I'm thinking of like from when I was younger, like a kid, we would like do supposed laps around the gym when we were like in elementary school, like stuff like that. I walked on the track, but I never really ran.
Did you have gym during like high school?
I did. They gave me adaptive phys ed. Like it was basically me and the gym teacher. I would just do things like she would have me walk around the track, but we'd walk like at a normal brisk pace, but I'd be holding onto her arm the whole time.
Ah, okay, cool. I mean, when I read this question, do you run? I mean, I'm figuring like, do you just, you know what? I'm gonna go outside and run today, and just. But then, yeah, I mean,
no, because you have to worry about like what's in.
Yeah, what's in front of you? Are you gonna fall off the curb? Are you gonna run into a car or something?
First, like I do. I work when I do exercise. Like I have an app on my phone that says, you know. It's supposed to teach you to do a 5K in 6 weeks, but it's not happening for me. Obviously, I don't run outside, but like I'll like jog and stuff in place, but I don't just go outside and run just because of the never knowing like what's there. Like, am I going to fall off a curb? Am I going to run into a car? Am I going to get hit by a person? Like, it wouldn't be safe, but I could run.
Have you ever gotten on a treadmill and just held the sides and ran?
Yes. Now that, yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
I never thought of that. That's 10 fun. Yes, I could run. No.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to get into this. Definitely a good idea for a show to get into more, other than answering all these blind questions, to do of other things that we come up with and everything. But that's awesome. But that was a good question.
We could even do that on the question show. Just, you know, I'll just talk about it. But yeah, that was a very good question.
Yeah, because I never really thought I did. I said
all the questions we've done. Good.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't think of it. I never thought. I mean, everyone knows how to run, but I mean, it's different for you. I mean, so yeah, man, that was a really good question.
For me, I could run as long as I wasn't running into anything, is the short answer.
All right. Well, all right, everyone. We'll end it with that. And there's going to be a ton more questions. We're just teasing you right now with the blind questions. So thank you. I know we veered off into
all kinds. I'm so ready for the show.
Yeah, we veered off into all kinds of every other thing other than the main topic. But that is our half-assed Halloween special about candy. And again, do keep an eye on your kids when you're out there. And don't give out knockoff candy. Come on. The kids don't want that. And the parents that are going to search the candy.
It's the one time a year. Spend the extra couple bucks.
Yeah. It's only one night. And but other than that, everyone out there on this, when Halloween hits, either you do it like Big Jesse here the weekend before, or if you do it the day of. Bottom line is be safe. Keep an eye on your kids because there is a lot of creepy crawlers out there. And go see Halloween, the new one. Awesome. And with that, I'm going to say we're going to bring it to a close. You got anything else?
I've got nothing else. I'm just looking forward to the blind show now.
All right. Cool. Right on, everyone. And right on, dude. We'll definitely do more. You know this. And you know our schedule with big guys. We do it whenever we want. Until then, until next time, everyone, thank you for listening. And I'm Big Niz.
Big Jesse.
And thank you for listening to Big Guys Halloween. Well, sort of.